Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nicola, it's Sean Robinson.
Yes, yes.
How would you know, being a virgin,
yes,
how to
thank
pleasure
God.
A woman?
Thanks, God. Thanks, God. Yeah, I would know. It's easy.
Oh.
It's easy. It's my friend and I, you know that game Operation? Well, you know, where you...
I've heard of it.
You play doctor. I did not play doctor like people do in a thin way. No. I mean the game. That's what you do to a woman. You just touch her in certain places. And she
buzzes.
And as soon as she goes, then you know. It's easy. And when her nose turns red, she is pregnant.
Child!
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
Woo.
Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
That's what Sean Robinson would have said to that. Child! We're going to need to move on.
Sean Robinson's face was like, this dumb bitch.
I liked it when I think Jasmine said, you didn't know shit about women. Just because you read a book doesn't mean you had to pleasure a woman. And it was like, that was the only thing that cut through.
Yeah.
Just because you've read or had a health class means that pleasuring a woman is more than that.
But
I've heard.
I haven't read about pleasuring a woman, but I'm pretty sure that if I did, I still wouldn't know how to do it.
No. Pleasuring men is easy.
Oh, yeah. It's all on the outside. You just do. It's not hard, y'all.
It's not. There is a technique to a lot of it.
God, someone fucks like an Enneagram 4.
Well, I think...
Would that be one of the worst? It's if a guy said... Sorry, not to interrupt you, but it's... Well, you said...
You're not sorry.
If a guy... I'm not. If a guy said to you, yeah, like a guy you're dating, you said, yeah, you're a great lay. I've had better, though. Like, what would that do? Okay, never mind. If you're watching the intimate portrait, Poodle,
well,
just turned white.
I would grab the ice pick that sits inside my bedside table for just this opportunity. And then we would never see him again. And it would be deserved.
You wouldn't fuck the hell out of him, though, just to like show him
what he doesn't deserve it. The floor show that I've just put on. What I go out there and play every inning.
You don't even stretch in the seventh.
No.
because she's stretched by the third.
First of all, fair. There ain't we never get to nine innings. They strike out before. Maybe, ooh. And then maybe we wait a little bit. Then we start playing again. Yeah.
Okay.
Go for a second game. A doubleheader, if you will.
Whoa. Don't mind that if I do.
No one's ever said to me I've had better. And they never should. Seriously. You don't want to do that to me. There's a reason why I have all wins and no losses. Because the no losses are... have been taken care of.
Not a roundo.
No.
Not a roundo.
The dead can't talk.
We need to move on.
That's all I'll say.
This is your tell-all. This is
your part one. Season six. Say it. B90. Tell-all part one. Our part two.
Our part two. Because we're gay men and we talk too long about things.
We talk a lot.
We could almost say that at every topic. Welcome to Reality Gays, where we talk too much.
Where we talk too much.
That's okay.
It's not.
You're here.
That's fine. I'm going to be doing a BB Corner later on because we just had double eviction night and it shook me.
And so that doesn't normally, is that a surprise when they have double eviction?
It's a surprise to the cast usually.
Oh, okay. Is it a surprise?
They know it's going to happen.
Okay. So is it like, because I don't watch Big Brother, is it like on Project Runway, like in the first of the episode? And this week, two people will be going home and everybody goes, going.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay,
but,
okay.
But double eviction happens where in one episode, usually, there is a person evicted and then there's a new head of household chosen. So it's almost like.
So two people don't go at one time. It's like two episodes in one.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And it happens, so there's not a lot of strategy to be talked about. So they're literally go, hey, they bring each other in a room. They're like, hey, so I'm going to vote this person. You're fine. And someone else comes in. It's like, it's everything is like on fast forward. Like everyone's on speed. Kind of like those parties in your 20s when you do coke. You're like, I have such a great idea for like a show. And they're like, oh my God, that's the best idea ever. So that's what Big Brother Double Eviction Night is like. And imagine you're at a house party in the hills and everyone's on coke. That's happened to everybody, right?
I'm so glad you would make it home when we were roommates.
Oh my God, that's such a good idea. What if you did a show? What did you? I've been like studying violin lately, and like, if you've ever watched two people on coke talk to each other, it's hysterical.
I'm sure I have, not knowingly, but I'm sure I have.
It's like, oh my God, and it's like they're like, that's a great idea. Yeah.
Have you been texting Susan about it? About what? Big Brother. She knows she watches
We haven't been texting a lot about that. We were texting about The Masked Singer just recently.
Oh, that's on again?
The premiere just came on, but like they just did a thing called Anonymous. And it was so obviously Demi Lovato when she opened her mouth. And they were guessing, is it Lady Gaga? This could easily be Pink. And I don't even think they're trying anymore.
Because those people would never do the show. Lady Gaga wouldn't do Masked Singer.
Do you know who it was? Demi Lovato!
I was gonna say, Demi Lovato's
a huge star!
Demi Lovato's a huge star.
This was like a one-off. So she did it like one time so she could do it. But Demi Lovato's voice, I know Demi Lovato's voice, but it's so obvious that it was Demi Lovato to me that I didn't have to ask.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, you're good at that. By the way, if you hear some noises, I think Dake's neighbor's building the temple.
It is. She's sacrificing.
Okay,
something
great.
Up there.
Something's happening. Speaking of talk too much, we talked too much with Dylan and Patrick. We almost made them late for their collab with KKC.
We had a really good time.
We did a collab with them. Bad TV. We had a great time talking about Love is Blind. Love is Blind. The first two episodes are out for you on the public feed. And then the rest are at the $5 RG Plus tier.
We can kind of talk about it now.
Where are you if you're not watching Love is Blind? Where are you?
What do you think about this season?
I love it. I love it so far. Again, like, you have problems about the, we talked about this last episode, like kind of casting, the format of the show.
I also have problems about a big, big issue. The whole central tenet of Love is Blind being breached and producers seemingly having no problem with it.
But, and I agree with you all that, but I also want to offer and say I'm very entertained by this season.
True.
More than I've been in a while.
I still say for my ethical purity of reality TV and their idea about Love is Blind, because they fucking drive it home every time, those two contestants should have been asked to leave.
So you're not going to watch the rest of the episodes?
That's not what I'm saying.
Then what?
What I'm saying is...
But so you are going to watch the rest of the episodes.
What I'm saying is, yes, I am. But what I'm saying is because...
I'm just saying, though, I understand what you're saying, but I think you're also not acknowledging you're entertained by it. You're talking about it.
I am, but I think they have let themselves down ethically.
I don't care about that.
What does ethics ever matter to you?
I don't give a fuck. I'm leaning in, watching popcorn, and cringing, and it's good.
But and I've talked to you about this before. The thing about the show maintains an ethical, moral high ground of we're putting people together that's not based on appearance.
I know.
And once you have two people who've already seen one another...
Would that be a spoiler if people? Well, I guess it's already been out.
It's already out.
It's already out now. Yeah.
Who have already dated one another?
Mm-hmm.
Which that happens for the very first time.
I think you should save this for people. Need to pay $5 to hear this.
I agree, but I think they should be asked to leave.
Well, they're not, and it's riveting.
Now, in the same way, I'm glad they're not, because these are two of the most messiest people that I've ever seen.
Yeah.
One is basically a Patrick Bateman from American Psycho, and the other is a love addict.
It's just kind of like a really needy rescue dog.
From Puerto Rico.
Because she's from Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yeah.
It's great. Jump in. There's a lot to talk about.
There's a lot to talk about. I do stand by. This is the messiest cast they've ever had.
It's glorious. Yeah. I agree. And not influencer cast, y'all. We were talking about that with Dylan and Patrick. It feels like one of the most messy, but also not normal, but like regular day-to-day people. So we'll see.
You never know, though. They are remarkably unremarkable.
I'm excited to see where we are now to where we are at the end, because it's a ride. Love is Blind. It's always a ride. You might end up loving Uche.
I'm not going to. Y'all know me well enough to know that I can't abide cruelty.
No. He's gross.
And he's a cruel person.
But just if you haven't watched all four episodes, check it out. It's great. It's wonderful. All of our episodes went up. And so this coming week. Episodes 1-4 aired. This coming week, episodes 5-7 will air.
Yes.
And those will air on Friday at midnight.
They drop
12 a.m.
Thursday at midnight on Netflix, and they will drop for us Friday at midnight. Saturday.
So, Friday at 12 a.m.
Let me see if I can make this make sense. The next week episodes drop Friday at 0:00:00.
Yes.
Like Friday.
On Friday, 12 a.m.
Yes.
I feel like midnight, because people think midnight's at night.
That's what they do. That's what I'm saying. 00:00:00.
Yes. Yeah.
And then our episodes drop Saturday at 00:00:00. Does that make sense?
There you go.
I said colon, so you thought
I feel like
went
everybody
away.
Else got this, and we just had to explain it for ourselves. And they're like, we got it, Gabe.
I still have a hard time with it.
A time codes. They it's not your thing. It's okay. You're much better now when we do our YouTube lives, which y'all, that YouTube live was great this weekend.
We had a great time.
We had a wonderful time.
We dropped some tea.
Poodle dropped trowel. He couldn't hold it. He had to go to the bathroom right on camera like Statler did in the field.
Speaking of, y'all, Statler shit in a field.
Who hasn't? Who hasn't?
Have you camped and had to poop in a field?
I feel like I have, but I've forgotten about it.
I did not like it. I've done it before.
I feel like I once had to do that somewhere with my grandpa. Like we were out working or something like that. And
I weird. Feel
like it. Maybe I've done it. I don't know if I have or not.
That wasn't the answer I wanted.
I but you have?
Yeah, camping.
That, I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't like camping.
I don't know. And I don't like it if it's about not it. Cottonelle or aloe paper.
Camping doesn't have a tushy. That's what I like.
No, it doesn't.
A little bidet.
So y'all, Statler and Dempsey, we're picking up where we left off.
We are.
They it turns out they are not planning on living at the farm anymore. Which
no.
Everyone could see that that wasn't going to happen. But they have
back
big news.
Back to the farm. I was just listening to that Michigan song during the thing. Sorry, go ahead.
They have big news.
Big
they're
news.
Buying a camper van and they're going to do van life.
As Statler says, the most lesbian thing you can do, or the lesbian dream.
Now, here's the thing.
I'm all about it.
They're moving from a small place into a smaller place.
Yep.
And at one point, we just get an admission from Statler. She's like, well, I can work remotely, and Dempsey will do work here and there, but I'll be the main breadwinner. And I'm a little kind of worried about this because it's way out of my comfort zone. So I'm just, this is Dempsey's thing. And I'm just like following her on. And that's when I'm going, this is a bad pattern for you to probably tell Dempsey in private that you're going to make an allowance. You're going to take a risk. And then in public, either in front of your friends or her friends, you say, I don't know.
You mean like the kids thing?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah, yeah.
It's a bad pattern.
I think she does, Statler, worry. I think Statler often doesn't state what she wants up front.
Exactly. That's what it is.
So it comes out later in the wash. And
in a passive-aggressive way.
And I mean, do I think this is a good idea? Y'all, and I am not kidding. I know.
It's a fucking nightmare.
I know two lesbian couples.
Yeah,
that
it's a very common
thing.
That
this summer rented a van and went around traveling. I think it could be good in that it'll make or break things with them. Like, it'll kind of speed up. Because
how much faster can they go?
True.
I'm like the exact opposite of Statler and Dempsey.
Oh, yes.
I'm like kicking that can down the road.
They are lesbians. You're a gay man.
Y'all, if someone asked me to do van life, first of all, hard no. And second of all, that would mean you would be spending so much time with that person, and I need my alone time. I need my feathers smoothing time. I would never be able to do it.
No. I don't even think if they said it was like, what was that one porn star who like went around fucking everybody in America? Some gay one. I remember somebody tweeted it, and I saw some guy.
Oh, Colby Keller.
Yes. What if you... is he a friend?
No.
Did he come visit you?
You know him.
No, but you said it like... you said.
Oh, Colby Keller. We went to high school together.
He fucked like me that. In Los Angeles.
We filmed together at least three times.
But what... I think even if they said it was...
I was Pacoima.
Pacoima. Even if they said, Poodle, I'm going to take you on a fuck tour across the nation. You can fuck all these great guys, but you have to live in a van. I don't think you could do it.
No.
I think you'd make it to San Diego and that's it.
Because in between fucking, we would have to do long drives and talk about things. And I would need to like hear them talking. And if it's anything like driving with you, you never shut the fuck up on the road.
I just have good conversation.
Sure.
Yeah. That's why I still, there were several sissies who liked my road trip idea, by the way.
When you say several.
Yes. There was a lot of responses we had to that.
Yeah. Finger bang yourself.
There was
and
a lot of people.
See what happens.
There was one person who commented.
Exactly. That's never going to happen. Were you amazed that this whole like egg thing of Statler cleansing her vagina from sluttiness, which I kind of had a problem with.
I did not like that.
And but like, why do you think they didn't show it? There were two scenes from Statler and Dempsey they did not show.
I think it. Look, when they're editing the show, I wonder how. Actually, this is a good question. I wonder how they edit the show, because they film the tell-all usually about 3/4 through the show.
No, it's earlier than that.
It's not halfway, but more probably 2/3, like probably 60% in.
Sometimes.
So do they film the tell-all then, and then they go back and, I mean, I guess because they know it's going to be on tell-all, they just pre-select footage to say, this is great, we want to save it, it's going to be a good tell-all moment. Again, memes.
I guess I'm thinking, this felt like it was played for laughs for me.
Yeah.
And
it made me wonder, does Statler and Dempsey not have a lot of issues?
That's a good question.
The fact that we're showing this. Because clearly...
Well, I think they do have a lot of issues. I don't think they have a lot of obvious issues.
Yeah.
But then their segment unfortunately turns into some type of like moral discussion on having sex in a church. Which I thought this is unfortunate because they knew Nicola was going to get involved. They basically baited him and asked him what he thought.
It did seem like Statler was baiting him.
And well, no, fucking Sean asked him.
This is true. Yeah, yeah, she did.
And it's kind of like, you know, this is oil and water. Why are we having these arguments?
It's a little bit to me of, look, we're not religious. But I do respect someone's religion if they're coming from a place of like being loving and
yeah,
and so it felt a little disrespectful.
I don't think Nicola would have, if Nicola would have said no, I don't agree with that. Blah 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 blah.
I don't think he really has a fucking opinion about what they do in a church.
And this is why I said before I found myself wanting to stand because I have an underdog thing that I need to stand up for someone who I think is being, it's a
you
Libra thing.
I immediately thought of just, isn't Underdog a Hanna-Barbera cartoon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Underdog. No, I have an underdog kind of thing because I'm always under the guy with the pup mask
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Call me Underdog.
There you go. Underfoot is when a guy puts his foot on Poodle's head.
And he's kind of like a dog. He's like dog drooling on me. I'm like, just call me Underdog.
Underdog, yeah.
But no, the thing is, I hated to say, leave him the fuck alone. Y'all asked him what he thought, and he told you, and you already know what he's going to say.
You know it's going to be a sin.
Yeah.
Why are you asking your preacher...
Exactly.
Why are you acting your... Don't ask a Baptist preacher... If gay people should get married, I know the answer.
And also,
why are we talking about it?
Also, he's not actively saying, he might laugh and he's not actively saying, it's the same thing when they went for her on the daughters and they're like, what do you think about that, Nicola? And he's like, he tried to say several times, God, I can't believe I'm defending him and I hated him all season.
You love Nicola.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
You love him.
Stop it. I hate you. I'm not on an island here. So, y'all, then they bring in Natalie, spelled with the I at the end.
Yes.
And who, for me, is definitely in love with Statler.
She does seem like she's in love with Statler. She's like, she's so great. She's so pretty. She smells like roses and a little bit of dragon lily.
So, this is the thing. She's like, Statler always moves this quickly. And then she's like, well, what makes Dempsey so special to Statler? She's like, I'm not 100% sure that Dempsey is special. And there's this weird thing, I think.
Dempsey
down,
is pissed.
I would be too.
She looks so pissed.
Dempsey said, and Sean says, well, Dempsey, what do you think about that? And she's like, her opinion's invalid to me. And the weirdest thing Sean says is...
Why is it?
Sean says that, but she's her friend. Why is that opinion invalid to you?
And I'm like... She says, because it is.
I was totally like in Dipsy's court.
I was like, yeah, it's good. Like, this is her. It doesn't matter. And then Natalie's like, that seems aggressive.
Fuck off, Natalie. Go back to whatever. And that dress she was wearing was hideous.
I don't even remember.
It was like one of these like awful like blue things. Did you not pay attention to the wardrobe at all?
I did some. I paid attention to Tiffany's outfit on Riley.
We'll talk about that. Yes. Holy God. And then Statler feels the need to say she's just like this with people sometimes. Because Dempsey starts to shut down because she's feeling attacked.
Yeah,
and then Statler says, no, I'm not, Statler. Don't make excuses.
The only thing I got from when Dempsey said that, I went, oh, this is, so there's a, it feels like there's a herstory here. That Natalie got involved in some way with Dempsey and Statler, you know, because Statler said that we never saw him again, but that Dempsey's friend, that guy from the bar, was a horrible, like, shit human. So I agree with you that I feel like you wonder, like, do they not have problems or are there a lot of problems simmering underneath that we don't know?
This is what I was talking about in the first episode, the first show, where I said we came hard for all of the foreigners. Mm-hmm. And all of the Americans, and which is, it's just a normal thing.
It was different than the season, because if you look at the season of Statler and Dempsey, Dempsey gets painted in a much better light than Dempsey.
She gets a good at it. Statler.
Dempsey. I think.
No, you said Dempsey, but you said Dempsey twice.
Yes. It's Dempsey gets a good at it, where Statler looks like kind of the crazy in love,
fickle,
can't decide what she wants to do. And Statler seems kind of just really kind of like steadfast.
And Misha says, do you have any red flags with your relationship, Statler? Like any red flags about Dempsey? And that's when I just went.
And Statler then said, we have a hard time communicating and one of us will shut down. And I'm like, well, that is true. That is true. When we've seen y'all fight, one of you will shut down and then the other
one
goes.
But it works both ways.
She said that, though.
Yeah.
She said one of us shuts down. She didn't say.
Yeah.
So I thought that was dead on.
But she says Dempsey doesn't want to do couples therapy, but.
That's a red flag.
We got some workbooks and we're going to do Artist Way.
I will say, when she said that, she was like, I'm on board with a couple. But Dempsey's not. And you could see Dempsey's face.
Dempsey looked pissed because I guarantee you, they had decided what they were going to talk about beforehand, and this was not one of the things.
It made me wonder, is there a darker side to Dempsey that we don't see? Is she either a control freak, or is she...
I would believe it.
Domineering?
I just think she got the shit end of the stick on this segment.
So, but I'm agreed. And, though, did she somehow get a better edit on the show? Like, I totally agree. Who's the real Dempsey?
Where
in the world is Dempsey? I'm sorry. I didn't want to finish it because you just sat there. You didn't yes and me. Didn't join in at all.
I'll yes and if it's got potential.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, that's why you never took improv. They kicked you out the first day.
And then like when ideas don't work on stage, I leave you there on stage.
That were your ideas. Poodle, I got to tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with her ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you.
So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Literally, in the middle of a sketch, she'll say, this isn't working.
When they're not working, I just leave.
And I'm like, you wrote this.
You should have the comic timing to never leave with me.
I commit not finish the job.
I tried to commit.
I think about comedy the way you think about sex.
I tried to commit when I dropped the phone on myself the other day, and you laughed the entire time. I kept going.
I did laugh the entire time. Because you dropped it, you were holding the phone, and we were doing a scene.
This was for Classless, I believe.
Zencaster.
No, this was Amanda.
Yeah, he was holding the phone, and he went,
it hit my face.
And then it hit his, yeah.
And I'm still convinced Christina added more sound to make me more foolish. But I went,
I think she did add more sound. That I'll admit to. Not to balloons.
It was
but
funny.
I'll admit to that.
I will say it was funny. I laughed. I can laugh at myself.
No, you can. I was there might be something weird going on because I was talking to my friend the other day and we were FaceTiming.
Is this relevant to the show?
Yes. And my friend Lori, and she said, sugar. And I said, what? And she said, well, thumbs up back. And I said, what do you mean? She's like, you just did a thumbs up on your video screen.
You.
And I went, you talk to Jake. You've been making shit up.
I am vindicated.
No, I think you've been talking to my friend Lori. I know you have her number, been planning behind
my back. You were using Zencaster, weren't you?
No, it was on my Apple phone.
You're doing something then.
I think you and Lori are in cahoots.
We need to move on. Natalie says, oh, by the way, kids, they say, we're on the same page now. We both don't know if we want kids or not. This was not even touched. They threw out this huge meatball and no one touched it.
It was a theirs was the worst produced segment.
Failure.
It didn't fit. It's like they interviewed Tyrae and didn't even ask him about
how many times he's jerked off to Carmella. Because I guarantee he can tell you how many.
He has a lot.
Just eight today.
We should talk about Misha and Nicola.
There was a thing on Reddit.
Oh, God.
That said, the face you make when you realize the guy staring across from you has beat his meat over 2,000 times to your picture.
Wow.
Hey.
I guess some people that are good looking, like celebrities, have to. That is weird. They probably meet some fans and their fan has beat off to them.
Porn stars, probably.
But no, even like, you know, when you're like
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, I'm sure people have.
I've never beat off to Tom Cruise.
Orlando Bloom?
No.
Jude Law?
No. I need porn with fucking.
What's his name? Who's on that vampire show? And then Donnie Darko? Ian Somerhalder?
Oh, that's true. No, that's true. You got me there. Ian Somerhalder.
Gotcha.
That scene with him and James Vanderbeek in The Rules of Attraction.
That movie.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you did.
Y'all, if you like gay, if you gay or you like to see boys doing it with other boys, if you get off on that, watch that scene in Rules of Attraction. Cue 1,000 sissies going to like torrent that movie right now. It's hot as shit.
Okay, well, we answered
Misha
that question.
And Nicola.
Well, and you know what? That's not a sin in my book if you're beating your meat or pounding your pud.
Pulling your pud.
Oh, that's what
this whole segment was also awful. Because it didn't get to the root of their problems.
It really feels like we're going to have a three-part tell-all. So, yeah, go ahead. So, Misha, every year, she's like, you know, it's agonizing. You meet and you're ripped apart. But he's coming next week. He's meeting her in New York, and then she's taking him to Minnesota.
And she's like, we're waiting for the annulment. It's been 1.5 years, and I've got a letter for the tribunal. And then she says, but guess what? I've received an answer. And no matter, Nicola, what they say, I will still love you. But fortunately, they have given me an annulment. And y'all, she got this weeks ago, and they made her do it on the tell-all.
Yeah, it was not.
And I felt
it was just like, yay. Although I didn't like when Christian said, wait, you're just, before she announced it, he said, you're leaving this up to some old guys. And again, I wanted to say, y'all, they're Catholic. Get on board. They're Catholic. It's not important to me. Yes, I think it's like saying you're waiting for a bunch of magical elves to tell you that you can cross a bridge
at midnight. And that's the thing. I feel ridiculous that I'm having to defend these crazies.
You're not hurting me, and you're not actively hurting anyone else. You're just living in joy with God with your weird-ass fucking rules.
You know what it is?
Live with it. Do it.
They're trying to invite trolling in any possible way.
I agree.
And that's this whole segment. And like, yo, I came from religious fundy crazy.
It's like when Statler said, she was talking before, she's like, I'm sure Misha's going to judge me because she's religious, but what's new?
Guess what? She didn't.
Guess what? I mean, there are
plenty of crazy Christians who are going to judge you, but don't put that out there.
You don't know this person. I think she might judge, but Misha's also worked with a lot of gay men that taught her how to do that makeup. She probably done her hair. She probably loves them for it.
And the
Catholic organization has a group called,
and you know those two daughters have fags over every Saturday.
They do.
Watching fucking Drag Race.
Dignity is a gay group in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
There are some Catholic churches now that say, fuck it, we have gay people.
And here's the thing. I don't even want to.
Something happened
I don't
upstairs.
Even want to like. I don't even want to say have tolerance for Catholics.
It's
blah,
not
blah,
even
blah.
About Catholics. It's about them. It's about them.
It's about giving people the benefit of the doubt before and not thinking they're going to attack you and going on the offense.
Yes, because it's that idea of, well, if you want people, even if they inwardly disagree with you.
Yeah.
But if you want people to treat you with respect and be kind to you, even if they don't like the even if their your life is not the life they would lead.
Mutual respect.
You've got to have that for them too.
This is the thing. And
I want to clarify, because there's a lot of problems with the Catholic Church. Oh, I could say that. I'm Catholic.
Many, many.
Or I was. But we're not, it's not about the church. It's about them and their relationship to church.
And the thing is, people were like, oh, the y'all were really easy on the Catholics. Y'all were really, really easy on the Christians. That's not our job.
No.
I can't judge someone.
No.
They might be judging me, but I don't know their heart.
Yes.
You know.
My Aunt Peggy reads every word of the good book and loves me to death. And loves you to death.
I follow her on Facebook, and her Facebook posts are amazing. It's always something about, you think you know the word, but do you know the word? They're amazing.
They probably make you miss home.
They kind of do. But here's the thing. Y'all, if we go at them first, we've lost. We've lost.
I think so, too. We've had things like this before. I can bring it up now. We didn't talk, but like, I remember a lot of people saw like Rebecca's daughter's boyfriend, and people were saying calling him Proud Boys when they knew nothing about his life. And it's just this idea of judging people, give people the benefit of the doubt.
But I think this whole segment was some kind of weird way to like baiting Nicola to come down on Statler and the daughters.
Yeah, what do you want him to say? Now, like, I think all lesbians are going to hell.
What I will say is, do I think they're right that Nicola will have something to say about the daughters? 100%.
100%.
This is not the time to do it because he's not even there yet.
I agree. See what happens.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Anyway,
you know what it is with this tell-all? Some things that It was as if they didn't think there was enough drama in the season.
Yes.
And so let's create new drama that's outside of the show or that continues. Like, it's like they're going to tell us, hey, we're doing a Before the 90 part two surprise. It's airing next month and we're going to continue these stories.
What they should have been talking about are the fights that they did get to it later that Misha and Nicola had about you're the most cute, especially when you're mute. Now, that is, and then Statler even said, and it was the best. She's like, you know what? I'm still seeing you invalidating her feelings.
That was great.
Completely fair.
That was spot on. When Statler, I said, well fucking said.
Because that's true. Then if they could have said to Nicola, you know, it's okay if she cries. Because he would say, don't cry, Misha. And Statler even said, let her cry.
Yeah.
Let her cry. Let her express emotion, which you don't know how to do.
He does
that not. Is fertile ground.
Yeah.
That's where we need to go.
Yeah, those are the kind of conversations we need. Because sadly, Misha, I don't think, well, she did defend herself a little bit, but I feel like it.
I think she will. I think if he says anything to her daughters.
I think she will.
But
I think she will step
she'll
up
crack
for her
the whip.
Daughters. I don't think she's going to let him put bullshit on her daughters. And do I think Nicola is going to think that he can just tell her daughters what to do?
Oh, yes. 100%.
Oh, yes.
But I think, y'all,
what are you doing, you slutty daughter? What are you doing with that skirt? You look like slut. Sin.
She will call the shots in that house. Even though he says the man is the ruler of the house.
I think that's what she says. Oh, I want you to come visit where you can meet my family. In the back of her mind, I think, y'all, Misha's not dumb.
No.
I think she's thinking, I need him to come visit to see if this is even going to work.
Yep.
And Nicola is so clueless. He doesn't realize this is a test for him.
The saddest thing, I think, is when she says, I can't walk away from him, though, because it's too much
for
her.
Yeah, because she does reassure. She says to her daughters, nothing will come between us. It was very Lifetime movie, because she was kind of teary, and she looked so pretty. She was like, listen, nothing will come between us. You're my first priority. Anyway.
It's time for Poodle's BB Corner. All BB. All the time.
Are we done with? Oh, because we've got to talk about
Riolet. All uninhibited BB action.
I'm a fan. Not a big brother, but a BB.
Let me just say this. This will actually be pretty quick.
You have to hurry. I don't care.
Jared was head of household last week.
Jared.
What's that from? Oh, Dawn. Dawn from Smother.
Jared. I'm Dawn. This is Cher, my daughter.
And this is the husband, Jared.
This is my husband, Jared. He's a doctor.
Y'all, what you need to know about Jared is such a shitty player. That's Cerie's son. And also, one of my favorite things about Jared is when people are explaining things to him, he goes, don't yell at me, but proceeds to yell at everyone.
Sounds like a man.
Yeah. And but he's so sensitive. He has fragile male feelings that are worth their weight in gold.
Aww.
So anyway, Jared has nominated America and Corey, but he really wants to get rid of Cam, which he's so fucking stupid because Corey and America are his biggest threats and he's just so dumb. He's a terrible player. Anyway, but this season has been all about vengeance and people sending, and you, that's terrible for the Big Brother game. Because in other words, if someone sent one of their friends home, they're going to get them out.
Mm.
So the issue here
that's
is
dumb because I would imagine once someone is out of their house, any alliance you had to them is done because they're gone.
Unless they're in the jury, and they have jury is next week.
They're in the jury?
Yeah.
So they all get put into a jury after they're gone, or just some of them?
Starting next week.
And that happens. You'll explain it that when it happens.
Yes. But doesn't matter because Jag wins the veto. Jag has stayed in this game.
Great show.
I'm kind of like, give Jag the money at this point. because Jag has bumbled through this game and somehow made alliances enough to stay in this show and has scratched enough to get the veto. Anyway, Jag saves Corey and Jarrett puts up Cam, which is what he wants to do. Mm. Thursday, this is the last time. Julie Chen is got bangs and a bob. Julie Chen Moonves. I'm almost certain this is a wig.
Okay.
But it is extremely dramatic.
Okay.
And I'm here for it because I love a dramatic wig.
Okay.
And she's giving it. So y'all, Cam does get voted out. And it's kind of good to see him go because he's been a really super messy player. He's been a chaos player. But the twist is he is going to go back as a Big Brother zombie and may be able to rejoin the game.
So they have zombies? Is that new
this season? Yeah.
Oh.
We don't even know what it means yet.
Oh.
Anyway. Oh,
and that drives you crazy when they introduce something and you don't know what it means and you have to wait.
So y'all, head of household competition. Well, so this is double eviction. This is when Big Brother gets fucking nuts. So double eviction time. Corey wins head of household, which I'm screaming about. Which this is the best thing because I'm kind of in it for him and America to take this whole thing. Because they've been flying under the radar. They've been the best with like kind of going against Suri and Jared in the best way possible. And he is going to put up Blue and Jared, but thinking he could backdoor someone. Mm. But he really wants to get rid of Jared. And Matt wins the veto. And of course, because they're aligned, keeps the nominations the same. The voting is 6-1. All Jared, except for Suri, who has to vote against her son, of course. She can't vote for her son. And Felicia,
do they all know at this point this is her son?
No.
They still don't know?
They still don't know.
That dumb bitch didn't tell anyone that knew?
No, Izzy.
What an idiot.
I said that week one.
I know, but I mean, I assumed
no,
they told
that is a secret you keep until you need to use it.
Wow. But now it's useless.
Yeah, it's useless now. So Felicia, Matt, and Mimi, who are in his alliance. Thank you. Voted for him. And I wrote for Suri is trying to hug him goodbye, and she can't really show a lot of emotion. It is something to see. And I went, goodbye to two garbage players, Cam and Jared. And this week, and also Jared is returning as a zombie, so we will see. One will be resurrecting their game. There is no head of household next week. It's going to be kind of boring probably next week. And I wrote down, Suri's game is really in trouble. And this is the first time the show has been must-see TV for me. And I am totally invested. And this changed everything for me. This is the Big Brother that I've been waiting for.
And you could have been on it.
I'm so glad I'm not because... Actually, I'm not. I'm glad I'm not. But I'm really glad I don't have to be in there with Suri. Because she's just a juggernaut. Her social game is so good. She's still got a lot of chance that she may do it. But her game's been in trouble for the first time this season. Also, in a way, though, I wish I was in it because this whole house is full of dummies. except for Corey and America.
America, America. Yeah. Red, white, and blue.
But
BB, it's BB.
And also the people who aren't dummies, like Mimi, they're afraid to make a big move, and they're going to make it where it's too late. And Suri's really good, but I don't know if she's going to know what to do now that her son is gone, and also her biggest ally, Izzy, is gone. So
I just hit myself in the face. Sorry, it took me out. Sorry, I went to scratch my face and I hit myself in the face. It hurt.
Riveting.
Sorry.
And that's Poodle's BB Corner.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
And next month, hand tossed.
Are you ready to talk about Rylet?
Let's do it.
This was another steamrolling, I felt like, of a foreigner. Because we didn't really get to hear anything she said.
No, we didn't.
Maybe it's because I just hate the Americans.
Maybe. I did. I did enjoy, or enjoy as in it made my blood boil, when Sean asked, is it common for Americans to hire PIs?
Amanda's like, yeah, I do it.
Amanda's like, yeah.
Christian's like, sure. Tyrae goes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tyrae does say, of course Tyrae.
Okay. He's jerking off the whole time.
Of course Tyrae did say, I think it's a good idea.
Because he's
think?
Been fucking catfish. Because,
yeah, because he should have done that.
I screamed out, of course you do, you moron.
Now, Riley says, I don't know why, but maybe I'm going to feel the way you felt about Nicola, that I actually do kind of feel, I believe Riley when he says, I've caught her in major lies.
I do believe it. I do believe that. I just don't think she was able to explain herself.
She wasn't. She wasn't. Yeah. And again, Robinson should have asked, what are some of those major lies that you caught her in? Because we don't, well, she does talk about one, or is it, nah, was it then, when you talked about the text and the call on your family and all that?
It just felt like this was Hester Prynne. They were painting her as Hester Prynne with the Scarlet Letter.
Scarlet Letter, yeah.
Yeah. I thought you would got it. I didn't, but I was going to say.
We read that in
probably 10th grade, 9th or 10th grade.
I think we read it in 10th grade, yeah. Maybe. Maybe, yes.
I always really loved it when Scarlet and, or when Hester Prynne and the Reverend got it on.
Yeah, I know you did. I don't even remember the book.
Y'all, you were an English nerd. If you liked it, if you were feeling some type of erotic feelings when Hester and the Reverend got it on.
Wasn't Winona Ryder in that movie or one of those remakes of it?
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis was, I think so.
Oh, no, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Crucible. That's The Crucible.
Oh.
Yeah.
That movie's hard to watch. It's just sad.
No, it's not.
The Crucible's sad.
It's not sad.
It is that people died.
But it's what happened.
It is what happened, but it's horribly sad.
I don't know. I don't know if I can stamp it with sad.
It's tragic.
It's full of, that's better than, that's different than sad.
Well, but it's saddening to me.
It's injustice.
It's just very sad to me. The fact that it became more real to me when I went to Salem and saw like the jail cells women would have to be in and stuff like that.
Jail cells?
Yes.
I don't know what a jail cell is.
Well, you should look it up.
No. So I know what a jail cell is.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
I don't know what a G-E-L cell is.
A jail cell.
You know those aren't rhymes.
They're not. I would never rhyme jail and sale.
Ah! No, you know, jail cell.
Jail cell. Why would I rhyme that? They were in jail cell zone. It's very sad, but you don't care about witches. So we'll continue.
I support witches.
You don't think it's sad at all?
I am pro-witch in this administration.
So, right. So basically,
speaking of witches, Tiffany comes out.
Tiffany comes out. She is wearing.
What would you describe this ensemble as?
It looks like hobo, or not hobo, boho church Wednesday night chic.
That I agree with.
Not a Sunday.
No.
Not a Sunday. There's not a hat. There's not a, but it really wasn't the dresses, but it was the overcoat. You know what? It looked like community theater dance teacher.
That's really good.
That's what it was. What do you think?
That's kind of where it was to me. It looked like this was the third choice for the Kwanzaa dress she was going to wear.
Possibly. Yeah.
It wasn't working.
It wasn't working.
Because I think she's not an unattractive woman.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Her body is she could have shown her shape a little bit. It's like she just stepped into it.
It was just the coat thing was too.
The coat was egregious.
It was not. Yeah.
Not good. Egregious. It was giving disapproving auntie.
Which, that was the brand, because she's a disapproving friend. Yeah. She asked her again. She's like, why didn't you delete the app? And
boy,
Violet says.
She sticks to her grievance. I got to tell her that.
But that's a good point, and that was never answered. And Violet explains here, she said, I deleted it off my phone, but I don't understand technology, and the profile was still active. I believe that.
Thing is, once we have to get into technology weeds, we've all lost.
Yeah.
I feel like once we have to explain that.
Riley says it was active, though.
Yeah.
He said that it was active like 2 days before. And so he doesn't really, he feels like that is a lie.
And Jasmine says, I think she was keeping her options open.
When I meet someone, I do it when I meet someone.
I think she was probably keeping her options open. And also, she didn't know if she was going to even meet, if she'd even get along with this person.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
So Violet says she never signed on the app. Violet also, we're talking about when she told Riley she was
pregnant.
So again, I love it that Jasmine is the one who says, she's like, you had unprotected sex?
Like this, Jasmine is the voice of every viewer.
Gino, he gives her his semen, Gino. Violet gets the semen, Gino. I want semen.
Did you hear? And then Riley's like, I told you. I told her that I could not conceive. And I'm like, you couldn't make a baby. You yourself can't conceive. He kept using it the wrong way.
He did. Violet says.
Now, do you believe when she said one of the reasons I told him not to say anything about having sex? He's like, Vietnamese culture, they don't like to see us dating. They don't like to see us sleeping in the same bed. I completely get that.
I assume that she's telling the truth. I know nothing about it.
But I could completely believe that.
But yeah, I could believe it, yeah.
Because why would she lie about that?
Yeah, Vietnamese sissies, let us know. Let us know.
Anyway.
Because you let us know about PAL on Classless.
Yeah.
Did you see all of our Colombian sissies?
They're like, yeah, we're guilty of that.
Yeah, we're never on time to a party.
But like a shower?
No,
it was your own shower.
It was gross.
But the thing is, she said he wanted me to go to the international hospital, but it's very expensive, and I'm a teacher, and he doesn't support me financially, even though I think he said
I said I would pay for it.
Not a lot of questions were answered,
and Riley makes a good point. He said, I know women pee on a stick, because she peed on a stick in front of him, but he said, but don't women go to the doctor once they find out they're pregnant?
Yeah,
maybe that's an American sensibility and not in the rest of the world. But if you are in America, that does make sense.
Yeah. And the last thing we say is Violet says he's always looking away to be suspicious of me. And then Sean asks, are you still pregnant with Riley's child? Blackout.
So we don't, because Jasmine asked you, she's like, do you think she would lie for it, lie that she has a child?
I think she would. I just didn't feel like she got to really explain herself.
She can explain herself, but I don't trust Riley.
I don't trust Violet either.
I think she has, as Father Chantel says, secrets.
She has secrets.
She has secrets. That's the
show.
She
is secretive.
She is secretive.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, if you're not watching or listening to the Happily Ever After episode, this fucking season 4 of Happily Ever After is so damn good.
You'll also, if you're on the watch longs, you'll see me. I can't stop laughing at Ashley's friend Brandy.
Oh, it's so good. This last week was
just
so,
drunk. Oh. Who's got that big old like floppy hat on.
So good. It's so good. So anyway, check that out. That's on the $5 tier. If you want to listen to this show ad-free for your pleasure, you can subscribe to RG Plus at the $8 tier, and that will be available for you. On that tier, you will get Welcome to Plathville. Fantastic season of Plathville so far. Shakespearean.
Definitely Shakespearean.
Definitely Shakespearean. And you also, Love is Blind is on the $5 tier. Bachelor is going to be a public feed show. But again, you can listen to that ad-free at the $8 tier. All right. Go to realityguys.com. Find us on Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all? I ran out of breath. Lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yes.
So
and
cool.
If you faked a COVID test just so you can sit home and jerk off to the rest of the tell-all.
Oh, my God. I kind of think you're right.
So as soon as Jasmine starts talking about having sex, he can go,
Call us.